Hello, everyone. It's me, Pacific, and welcome to Pacific the Casual Gamer Podcast, because I can't name for shit. My guest today is Forrest. Go ahead and say hi, Forrest. Yeah, he said sup. So, Forrest is one of my friends who I grew up with, sorta. We went to school and knew each other since sixth grade. Forrest, what was I like back then? Let's start off with something real strong and real embarrassing.
Didn't think you'd be a YouTuber, that's for sure. You were very shy.
Yeah, sounds right.
Yeah. Still love the name Soda Man. That was a trait.
No.
Other than that, you were a pretty normal kid. You were just really freaking tall and shy.
I remember the socks and the sandals phase.
Not true. Yeah. No, that wasn't a phase, because that was like 8 years. That was just your style. That's what that was. It wasn't a phase. It was a style.
Yeah, so Forrest and I got a lot of history. So, as is such with a gaming podcast, you have to tell everyone what your favorite game is.
My favorite game?
Yeah, your absolute favorite game.
As of right now, Borderlands 3. I love the Borderlands series. All-time favorite, though, would have to be, because of the memories, would have to be Modern Warfare 2. My dad and I cranked out some serious hours on that.
Modern Warfare 2.
Yep. Yeah. I think that was the first Modern Warfare. Yeah, that was the first Modern Warfare game that they introduced split screen.
Oh yeah, you're right.
And he would sit there playing Skid Row, watching that tunnel, and sniping people with an ACR ACOG with a heartbeat sensor. Yeah, people hated him.
Yeah, I would hate him too, especially on that. What did you run?
I ran an ACR just without heartbeat. I ran whatever I could run. I really got upset because it seemed like in Call of Duty, whenever you wanted to snipe, people always ran around at you with assault rifles, and whenever you grabbed an assault rifle, everyone started using snipers. So, overkill was my main trait. So it was ACR and the MK14,
Or
M21, as people call it.
You were one of those people.
Yeah, spam snipers is what I call
spam sniper. Dude, that's awesome, actually. You know what's funny? When I tried to play MW2 split screen, I thought I was cool because I used just the M14. Just throw a scope on it, and I carried, I don't even know, like a USP or whatever the starting pistol was. And I just ran around trying to trigger finger people.
Yeah. Little did you know you'd become the most hated player in the world for that.
Dude, it's true. It's true.
Anytime you used a semi-automatic sniper rifle like gun, and you didn't use that semi-auto, everyone got mad at you. It's like, why? They invented the gun for this reason. For people who can't shoot fast enough with a normal sniper rifle to be deadly.
Oh my god. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
I mean, I was always kind of awkward because I never got Xbox Live till like 2011.
Yep. That was the day that Jared told me that his gamer tag was SodaMan148X, and I was like, oh. Okay,
yeah,
that's a weird name.
You know, I still have an account under that name.
You do?
I have a second account because my first one got comms banned, so I had to make a second one for like 2 weeks. And I'm like, well, might as well do it.
Oh, did you happen to look at the group chat with Mega Warhammer at all?
No.
No? So I logged into Modern Warfare today on the Xbox One, the new one.
Ooh.
And because I'm going to play it this week while I'm house-sitting for a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I log into it for the first time, and it tells me my Activision ID is Guy...
Okay.
So
I like how you just cut out there. I just heard Guy.
Yeah, Guy that sucks. Hey, we're going to auto-generate this and troll him. And so that's my ID, because why not? That's funny as can be.
Wait, the game gave you Guy That Sucks?
Yeah, Guy_that_sucks.
Dude, I would keep that.
I did.
Dude, that's amazing.
Why not? And then I went through and I played a round of domination, like a quarter of a round, because we launched in. And,
all right.
You know, lived up to my name, you know, first match ever. And, went 2-10.
This is getting better and better. Bad.
And then second game of TDM, I went 10-13. And then I just played a match of I don't know what the game mode's called. It's like Search and Destroy, but you can revive your team.
Ah, Cyber Attack.
Yeah. And I guess it would be more like Demolition, because both sets have to grab the bomb. Absolutely murdered it. Was a level 4 top of the team with 13 kills and 8 revives.
Dang.
Yeah.
You got 13 kills and dude.
Oh, yeah, no, because that was a huge thing. Every team just kept reviving each other, and so we went to 10 rounds,
mm-hmm.
except our team was in the lead for the most of it.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool. What do you think about Modern Warfare so far?
I think it's pretty fun. Certain guns kick, as I've already mentioned
a lot.
In the podcast, but off of first impressions, the kick.
The 1911.
Unnatural, almost, like very jumpy.
Mm-hmm.
But I also was playing with the AUG, and that thing didn't seem too bad. So I wonder if it's just an AR trait that has stupidly ridiculous recoil.
Some of them do.
Yeah.
Then there's the M13 is like a standard COD weapon.
Yeah.
The Odin just doesn't make any sense. Have you used that yet? Yeah.
No, I haven't. I actually just leveled up to level 5, so I've been using the stock classes.
Oh.
Yeah. I've been using the suppressed AUG. It's been pretty good.
The AUG's good. Did you ever play did you play that game day one at all?
No, I didn't.
Dude, it was just M4 simulator. Like, oh, I'm level 5 M4, so I can have a red dot and a grip on, like... That's what you got.
I mean, let's be honest here. That's like the steeple of Call of Duty. Like, almost every Modern Warfare series has had that.
Yep.
And I think Modern Warfare, the first one, COD 4, for the SOT mod, because that, like, is truly my favorite gun. Too bad you can't actually create that gun.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, grenade launcher, grip, suppressor, red dot, laser sight.
Yeah, all that.
Yeah.
Now... You have been texting me recently, and you are in a D&D campaign.
Yes.
Tell me about that. I mean, I haven't interviewed you enough to be like, hey, tell me specific questions about D&D.
Okay. Sorry about the bed. It's very squeaky.
It's fine.
Let me hop off this thing real quick. So, D&D. I'm a big nerd. Let's preface that real quick. Big nerd.
Extreme nerd.
Never actually played D&D up until about a year ago. And there's certain people I play with because I like that group of people. And this is one of those groups. Anyways, so...
I'm not in it.
No, Jared doesn't play D&D. Quote, unquote, I don't know enough about the D&Ds to play it. That was his answer to me
a couple months ago.
Yeah. But... So for any of you who don't know, you have classes and races, right? Just basically any RPG, MMO game, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
And so I am a bard that is focusing on mind control with his spells. So basically I'm playing songs that allow me to control other humanoid creatures into doing whatever I want. Well, I was messing with some stuff and inadvertently became cursed with devil, straight up devil. And so my character's gone a little bit crazy, but I've gone through and cheated death twice. I ran up to one of the bosses as he tripped over my skull, because he stepped on me. Ran up to him, slapped him with my cursed arm, and instantly blew him up, almost did 9,000 damage to the party. And then all rolled their saves. And then because I'm a bard, I am able to give out inspiration, which allows them to add a d8 to their rolls. Right?
Oh, nice.
And so they all rolled an extra d8, and it put them all at 20, which the meat was at 19. So they had to beat 19 in order to not take 9,000 damage.
It put them
damage.
All at 20?
Yeah.
Oh my god, they all dodged it.
Yeah, they all managed to make it. And then I died because, mm-hmm. you know... I literally exploded the boss, and then I came into the demon world, the 9th layers of hell, and then I went through, and then this is how I prefaced it. I looked around, and my character said, I don't like what I see, and snapped himself back out of it.
Oh my god. That's right.
in our campaign, we use a thing called Winds of Magic, which allows us to make a roll on whatever we want, and we have to roll a d20 and then 2 percentage dice. And I rolled a 19 at 100%, and so I was like, oh, hey, guess what? You're going back into the real world as a half-devil.
Oh my god.
And then, cleric in our party saw me become a half-devil and instantly tried to kill me. He cast
tried to kill you. Would have
literally killed me because I was at 1 HP. And then, because of certain items I was wearing, the items didn't want to be destroyed, and so they forced
oh my god.
His spell to be countered back at him, killing him, but mm-hmm. He was able to stain it because of his innate abilities.
Nice. That's how Forrest plays D&D, like, guys.
Yeah, and then I ran away like a little girl.
He just cheats death. He doesn't die.
And then the one thing that I know Jared wanted me to tell you guys about, because he recently found out about this like yesterday, because it happened yesterday. Mm-hmm. My party, this is after they tried to kill me, by the way. We were supposed to go kill a lich. And we went through...
Oh
and
my
went
god,
through,
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, we went through three rooms of the lich's castle, instantly killing everything, because we have three rogues and a freaking sorcerer. And so the sorcerer goes, hey, they don't know we're here yet, right? Okay, sweet. Fireball and kills everything. And then so we went through and killed everything with ease, and then found the lich's dragon that he had, the Dracolich, which is literally just a skeletal dragon. And then he was going to kill us all, but then I was like, oh, I wanted to try something before I died, because the DM had told us that we were all going to die.
Damn.
And then I went through, and I quickly target... part of the thing about my curse is that whenever I cast a spell or a spell is cast on it, like targeting it, the curse grows. And at this point, I was 50% cursed, and then I cast like three different spells at it, giving me 75% cursed. And then I snapped at myself, which I also have an ability that whenever I snap, the DM rolls for certain things to happen. Like sometimes I can cast a spell without using spell slot and yada yada yada, just random stuff. Well, I did that, and apparently I freed the Dracolich from being a lich's thing and made it a blue dragon that it already was. So I basically reincarnated a blue dragon, and started fighting us like it was supposed
by
to.
By snapping. Let's get that very us. Clear.
Yeah. Yes. By snapping at myself, I freed a blue dragon Dracolich, and then it did some bad things, not to us, but to bad people, and then happened to free a paladin that the lich had recently taken control of that previously I had charmed. But I didn't know I charmed it because I had touched it with my cursed hand, and then random things happened. So what ended up happening, I had no clue this happened, but said paladin went through and was deeply in love with me. Like, literally would kill herself to save me.
Oh my god.
So, went through, the lich summons because his dragon is not there anymore, so he is very upset.
Comes yeah. out,
and meanwhile, I'm sitting there, playing the devil went down to Georgia, and then this lich appeared. Oh, also, I have a fiddle, right? But part of this fiddle, whenever I play songs, it creates a fog cloud on me, so no one knows what I look like whenever I play these songs. So this lich comes up, and I'm playing the devil went down to Georgia. Literally, as a devil bard who's playing the devil went down to Georgia.
Good. Did you do that on purpose?
Kinda, sorta. Everyone was joking about it, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do my own joke here, and then played Tenacious D's "The Best Song in the World." and then the lich just kind of looks at this fog cloud and goes dead, and snaps his finger, which targeted the curse, but it killed me. And then the paladin got upset because she was there and watched me die. Ran over
of course.
To me, revived. Oh, well, actually, what happened was I died. I used the Winds of Magic to come back as a zombie, and then she ran over to me and then resurrected me as myself, not a zombie, and then ran up to the lich and friggin' did half its health in one hit.
Cheated death twice.
Yeah, and then our teammate went up to it. He was a barbarian who were 8th level at this point, and he used all of his abilities to do the other half of the lich's health and literally just instantly killed it. We had two people go that instantly killed the lich.
Damn.
And the DM looks at us and goes, well, that wasn't supposed to be that easy. Okay. So that was twice that I've cheated death in this campaign. And my goal is to have this character become full devil and then either die
or retire it and post it on a wall of great heroes.
That would be epic. Can I just say, I like how they call it a Dracolich instead of a skeletal dragon.
Yeah.
They're just like... That's... Beyond the fact that you basically played a fiddle and cheated death, and also cheated death by your house rules.
Oh, I've cheated death 3 times now.
No.
Because when I killed the first boss, and then when I reflected the spell back at my teammate, mm-hmm. and then I cheated death on the second boss.
Yeah, because, well, technically I guess you could say 4 times because the dragon was supposed to, or the Dracolich was supposed to kill you all.
True, yeah. I'm just, yeah. Yeah, I told everyone that I was creating a bard, and they were like, oh, great, we're going to have a useless character. And so far, I've turned out to be the funniest one, and also the most useful one.
I mean, if you cheated death, that means you're a tank, right?
Yeah. He is very careless. He doesn't care what cost comes about him, he just wants to become full devil at this point. he just, you know, the house rules usually don't allow evil characters. However, the person who runs the store knows me very well and knows that I won't do
evil things.
Why she said, well, the reason why she doesn't want evil characters is because of the fact that a lot of people take it super seriously,
mm-hmm.
and then also will make people demons and like take it way too seriously. So that's why she doesn't allow it. However, she knows that knowing my religious background, knows that I won't actually do that stuff, and knows that I don't take this game super seriously.
Like 90% of everybody.
Yeah. So yeah. I get certain buys that people can't have. So I'm able to become a devil here shortly.
That's funny that you talk about taking that game not serious, because... This actually segues into the next thing. There's another game that you and me specifically play. I think you might know about this game, Forrest, about what I'm about to say. It's a game that you and I play probably once a year called Civilization Revolution.
Yes.
Now, are you aware that Civ 6 is coming out for Xbox?
I've seen a few of your videos titled about it. I have not watched them.
It's specifically me. Yeah. Yeah, it's coming out on to the Xbox.
Ooh,
and I will tell you this. You can build more than one nuke. In fact, you remember Fused?
Yeah, except the only problem with that is I know that you're going to be light years ahead of me because that's how it always goes. So by the time I build my first nuke, I'm going to have like 6 and go, hey, take 6 to the face.
Well, okay, there was a game me and Fused played where Fused got a terrible spawn. Like, he had one tile that he could use to leave his peninsula, 0 resources, and it got blocked off. And he, like, the way that the map was is he had to get, like, advanced ships to even get out of his area.
Wow.
And so he really wanted a nuke, and that gave, we were on an easier difficulty, and that gave me enough time to build enough nukes to nuke everyone else's cities. He left and came back, and I had nuked, like, all of China and all of, like, who was the other? India. Just both of them.
Aren't you just evil?
And, yeah, well, what's nice is that game, like, okay, you know how in Revolution, the only real way to win is domination? Mm-hmm. Like, the rest of them are just kind of, like, meh.
They're all so slow because either the AI starts kicking butt really quickly, or they outpace you technologically way faster than you could have ever anticipated. It's like, what? It's like, we're 2 turns in, how do you already have modern era unlocked? What?
Yeah. Civ 6 is a little more balanced. Like, I can say there's more specialized civilizations. Like, it's not like, oh, you get a bonus every era. It's like, you have a bunch of bonuses.
Yeah.
And if you're built to win, like, economically, you should play economically. So I'm excited to see what happens there. I'm just hoping they let us save the game. Because Revolution, not saving the game, sucks.
Yeah.
Oh god, I gotta sneeze. Alright. So, I mean, so far we talked about, what, Call of Duty, under the belt.
D&D.
D&D, lots of D&D, mm-hmm. and Civilization.
Yep.
So, now, what's a really weird game that you really like that you bet no one's heard of?
Honestly, every mm-hmm. game I've played, you've heard of.
Really?
Yeah. Like, you and I have very similar game tastes.
Interesting.
It's just our playstyles are very, very different. They're different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see here. Oh, weirdest game I've played. I guess... Shellshock isn't really unheard of, so I can't say that.
I've never heard
one.
Of that.
Oh, you haven't heard of Shellshock Live?
No.
Wow. Well then. So basically, think of Worms.
Okay.
But, like the old style Worms, where it's like 2D, like you're looking at it from the side, and okay. then... Oh, who's here?
Oh, guy's force is about to get killed.
I just see headlights coming up the driveway, but the this only person able to open the gate is someone who lives here, so... Yeah. but anyways, so... what was I saying? Oh, yeah, so 2D, looking at it from the side, and then you are miniature tanks that go through mm-hmm. and are trying to shoot each other and kill each other, just like Worms, pretty much. It's very much like Worms, just different weapons.
Oh, have you... There's a... Okay, I know exactly what type of game you're talking about. Because there's a game... There's two things that came out in, like, 2012 for the old iPad.
Mm-hmm.
It was called, like, Game Box and Game Box 2. And just think of, like, off-brand versions of games.
Yeah.
And there was a game called, like, I don't know in there. It was, like, it wasn't called Shell Shock. It was called, like, I don't know, Tanks or something. And yeah. you played as a tank, and you did that. You had different weapons and different tank yeah. types, and you killed each other.
Yeah. And this one's also very weird because you can add, like I said, it's very much so like Worms. It's mm-hmm. just basically instead of having Worms, you have one tank, and then you either oh, have your team or an enemy, right? Right. It's
mm-hmm.
you get one tank, and then you get whoever else is in the game, and they're all people unless you go into single player.
Okay.
But they have like you pretty much have to know. Trajectories and angles. So,
dang.
Advanced math stuff. And you also have to know a little bit of the coding, because sometimes people throw on wind in that game, which, like, you have to understand how the power affects your arc, or your weapon curve, and mm-hmm. then how the angle affects the weapon distance.
Oh, okay. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Have you heard of a game called Interstellar? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I actually think I was done there. Oh, yeah, no, and then wind also, I mean, you have to take into account sometimes there's wind, which mm-hmm. can either go against your target or towards your target, so either you have to reduce your power to get your shot there or increase it depending on if the wind's blowing towards you or away from you.
Okay.
Cool. So, yeah.
So I like games like that.
That's why I was mentioning it to you, because I think you would actually enjoy it, because
yeah.
no matter how high of a level you get, you still have to be strategic in what you do, because you have to understand all the different ways that everything interacts with each other, and it's infinitely challenging, because some mm-hmm. people are better than others and whatnot. The only downside is that if you don't have on wind, people tend to use rulers, is what they're called.
Oh, no.
So what they do is they set it to, like, 100 power, and then they grab a piece of paper and put it on the bottom of their computer screen.
Are you serious?
And change the angle, and then mark what angle lands where.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yep.
There's a game called Pocket Tanks. Have you played that?
No, but I've heard of it.
It is
sounds
exactly like that, except you just pick, like, you get a set of, like, 20 different... 20, they call them shots, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, randomly generated what the shots do. And you kind of just pick, and then you each pick your 10 shots. And then you get points, right? And mm-hmm. so there's, like, the sniper shot if you hit them, it bounces them more and gives you more points, but it doesn't have an explosion, so then if you miss, you miss. Whereas a thing with an explosion is going to hurt the is going to give you less points and move the tank, the enemy tank, less, put a crater in the ground, but it's not as valuable. I know what you're talking about. And there's another game like that called Interstellar. I believe that's a game. Or like Interplanetary or something like that. And it's one of those games except you play as a planet. And like a civilization on a planet. And there's like four in the solar system. And you're shooting at each other. And you aim your arc. And you have to take into account planetary rotation around the star and all that.
Wow. That seems really
and gravity.
In-depth.
Well, they put gravity in there.
Yeah, that seems really in-depth.
Like, I seen some when I was playing with my cousins where they shot a shot and like it went around the sun, around a planet, and then hit somebody.
Wow.
I was like, where's the nerds? Where's like, where's our astronomy and gamer nerds to play this game?
Yep. Yeah, and I mean, it's so cool, like, to think about what all programming you have to do to get that to work correctly. It's just a mind-boggling thing. Like, it's just amazing that actually works the way it does.
Even in a normal, unlike a normal one, like Worms or, yeah, Shell Shock, like you said, like even that
like
level.
Battlefield, like just
Battlefield,
simple things.
Yeah.
Like, that's not even that complicated. It's just, hey, there's an arc.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can also change your arc depending on if you have a sniper or not. And if you have a high zoom scope.
I think Call of Duty does it by caliber now.
Oh, do they? Do they actually incorporate drop?
Yeah, they have bullet times. Like, if you watch in Modern Warfare, if you watch kill cams, there's, like, you can see the bullets in slow motion flying at you.
Wow.
And there is, like, if you shoot at someone from really far away, you have to aim ahead of them like it's Battlefield.
Dang, they actually went super realistic.
Yeah. I think they did that to fix hit detection. Because now hit detection is, like, on point.
Oh, dude, it is. Like, I was playing a game, and I was shooting literally above the dude's shoulder by, like, a quarter inch, and I wasn't getting hit markers.
Yep.
I was like, wow, that's really cool. I was like, I'm actually, like, really glad how accurate those are. Like, I'm not even mad that it's not a big box anymore.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's like, that's, like, a major improvement that we've been saying that you need it for literally since Modern Warfare 2.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they finally did it.
Hey,
they finally
I'm going to shoot,
it.
Like, 2 feet below their gun, but because it's a big square and rectangle, it's going to hit.
Yeah. It really doesn't feel like you just randomly get melted anymore.
Yeah. It feels like you're actually shooting a person.
Mm-hmm.
Which, not like that, but I mean, like, a human object, not just a big square with skin.
It's like actually shooting a person.
Yeah. I realize that I might have to like change how I say that.
Dude. Another game that we've played a lot of is Siege.
Yes. Siege is a good game.
Siege is a beautiful
I like the
game.
Recoil on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like Siege did a very good job with the recoil. Some guns are a little iffy, but for the most part, it's pretty spot on.
Yeah. Man, I don't...
That could also be because I've been playing that for, like, 4 years.
4 years? Did you play it since the beginning?
Yeah, I've played it since a month from the beginning. I've owned it since a month after the beginning. However, I've been playing it since day one because I was down at my sister's house for, like, a month.
Yeah.
Helping her because she just had a kid, and her husband was down in California on military training, so I had to be there for her.
Dude, that game... Have you seen the community's been getting actually better?
Yes, they are.
It's cool.
I think like 2 months ago, it was just after they implemented friendly fire.
The reverse friendly fire rule.
Yeah.
Guys, this is coming from Forrest. Out of all of our friends, he team kills the most in casual.
I do. I was that type of guy. However, a lot of times added for the comedy factor. Like, I'm a very chaotic person. I am. Like, in real life, not chaotic at all. Like,
it's
I even
loud.
Cringed. In real life, I even cringed when we put the sorry with fries on the table.
No.
Like, that made
me
cringe. Like, that was like, Should we?
You gotta
guys?
Tell him about that. Tell him about the prize, dude.
Yeah. So okay.
No.
So am I allowed to tell him your previous work history?
Yes, go for it. Tell him everything.
So, before Mr. Walmart Man here worked at Walmart, he also used to work at Applebee's.
It was terrible.
And shortly after he quit, well, actually, it was our friend group's get-together was Applebee's, because that's the only real sit-down restaurant we have in town that's semi-good and not too horribly expensive.
Yes.
We have, like, four or five different Mexican restaurants, but, I mean, they're not all that great. Applebee's is probably better, which says a lot, to be honest.
Yeah.
Anyways, so we went there after Jared had quit his job. And then we had a server who was less than good. I think we tipped him like a dollar.
I think what we ordered was it? Because we ordered $50, and remember he had to split like a $100 bill on a $13 tab or something like that?
Yeah. He was just a very bad whatnot. It took him like 30 minutes to even get to our table after we had been sat down.
Yeah, it took a long time.
It was horrible. Like, it wasn't even that packed. There was like four other tables that had people, and then there was the bar that had like three people there. So it wasn't like they were full or anything like that. It was just him being lazy. Unless they were in the middle of a shift change, I have no clue.
Regardless, no, they weren't. I could tell you right now they weren't.
Yeah. Regardless, he took way too long to even come visit us and ask us for our drinks and our order. And then, after he did that, which was 30 minutes after we had sat down, he had waited about, like, what would you say, like an hour, hour and 15?
Yeah, we were there a long time.
Yeah, it was borderline an hour to bring us our food. And it's like, okay, well, maybe that's not your fault. But the food was warm. Not freshly off the grill, but warm. Like, it had been sitting for quite some time.
That's right.
Like, when I ordered a $25 burger that was supposed to have sizzling bacon on it, I don't want it warm. I would like it fresh off the grill. I'm sorry, but if I'm going to pay you $25 for a single burger, it better be damn good.
Yeah, I remember that.
So anyways, yada, yada, yada. We were talking and whatnot. We spent like 2 hours there. We got there at like 10 and left at midnight because
I remember that. It was terrible.
But anyways, so we gave him a dollar tip and then put napkins down on the table and took our spare fries and wrote out the word sorry in fries. And then put, I think, was it a period with salt?
There was an onion. There was an onion involved.
Yes. Or like, there was an onion somewhere in there. I don't know.
Anyways,
we used food products to write the word sorry on napkins on an already dirty table that we had dirtied up. And so we walk outside, and we're sitting, and we're all talking, and we look, and we see the waiter walk by, look at the table, and like lower himself by like 4 inches, and you could literally see him sigh.
Like, so
his
visual.
Mouth opened up, and he lowered himself 4 inches, and you could just tell he was sighing. And it's
dude,
like,
it was like a perfect Sims animation.
Yeah. It was just like, he had a bad day and had to deal with this, but it wasn't even that bad because it was all on napkins, so it was very easily cleaned. So I didn't feel that bad about it. It was more so just the whole thing of, we wrote sorry in fry.
Yeah, we wrote sorry in fry. Yeah. That was good. I remember that.
Yeah.
Man, I forgot that we had that story shared.
Yep.
There's so many good ones. I remember we were never in the same grade. We did student store.
We did student store for a year, and then you didn't do it again.
And I didn't
do
it.
I did that for like 3 years.
I hated student store.
Yeah.
I
did that for 3 years, but then, I mean...
My cat just bonked her head on the desk.
Stupid cat. What are you, dumb? It's like you're a child or something. Oh, wait, you're like barely, not even a year old.
Yep. I remember working there, dude. There's so many. Yeah. The customers were always like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Kinda. I remember one time, do you remember the Goheen twins?
Who are they?
They were the two twins that were killed by a drunk driver on Halloween, like, 4 years ago?
Yes, I do. Yeah. And it was really sad.
It was sad, because they were very popular, and everyone liked them, because they were just nice people.
Yeah.
Talk about a family that literally looks the same through and through. Like, everybody except the dad looked the same.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, they went to our school, and I remember working at the student store with my friend Matthew, and I looked at him. Or no, it was you, Jared. It was you. And I looked at you, and I, like, jokingly, we were, like, 14 at the time. Jared might have been a little bit older. And I jokingly squatted a little bit and grabbed my nuts and said, I got balls of steel as they walked up to the window. And I was in eyesight of the window. And you just started dying of laughter, and I look over my shoulder, and there's two people there, and they just kind of awkwardly smiled. And that was my last interaction with them.
It was because... No! It was because it was that school.
Yeah.
It was because...
Oh, by the way, the school we went to was very... At the time, that's a very important preface. At the time, not so much more now. At the time, it was literally like 100% Christians here, there, and everywhere. And if you held someone's hand, they got in a sissy fit.
Unless you were the same... Unless you were two boys or two girls, they didn't care.
Yeah, which is like, that's really weird.
And they put K through 10th grade in the same building.
Yeah.
But K through 6 in the same class. Yeah.
To be honest, that school wasn't that big until we got to 10th grade, and then all of a sudden it blew the fuck up.
Yeah.
In size, not like actually like by a bomb.
Do you remember how in one day two fake fire alarms happened?
That was the year that I went to K-12 and not that school.
Dude, it was like, the first one was some person's little kid, like, reached over and pulled the fire alarm.
And then we got casing on that after that.
And, And before that one, it was like someone just pulled it randomly.
Yeah. There was one time that we had, I think it was like three in the same day. And it was because the microwave kept cooking things at such a high heat that it was burning them and creating smoke. And the microwave was right below a fire alarm. And so the smoke just set off the detector immediately. Like, the fire department came like three times in a row. And like at the last time, it was just one guy that hopped out of the truck and just walked in. Because it was the same room and the same fire alarm.
The microwave, man.
Yeah. I think they uninstalled that particular smoke sensor.
That school was the first time I hurt myself cooking.
Yeah,
I was in the cooking class and I was playing with a knife.
Oh yeah, that's right. I remember
bled on
that.
The apple.
Yeah.
Dude, no. For real though, I don't think I've ever told you this. I cut myself beforehand and hit it until we had an apple, and I just touched the apple so that it bled, and I'm like, oh, ow, oh, no, I cut myself, even though I cut myself, like, 5 minutes before, and I just, I was like, where am I gonna hide this, and I, like, put it in my jacket pocket or pocket. Remember sweatpants? I think it was the sweatpants pocket.
You mean your ridiculously long blue sweater?
Yes!
And your black nose.
They're black.
Almost black. They were almost black.
Yeah. And then one day
Jared
I just had
Jared was the
jeans.
Guy that came into school, and it's not even that he didn't have any clothes. It was just that he was so, like, chillaxed that he would walk into school in all sweatpants and sweatshirts and socks and sandals. And if it was raining outside, like we had 2 inches of rain on the ground, oh well, guess my socks are getting wet.
It's Washington.
Yeah.
Dude, I still wear I wear flip-flops now. I don't wear sandals.
Well, I need to go buy you some sandals.
Walmart requires shoes. It sucks.
Oh, like actual shoes?
Yeah, it's because it's safety, I guess. I don't know. Yeah.
You should go get some steel-toed...
flip-flops?
Sandals.
Steel-toed sandals,
these are my heels. These are shoes. Well, these are my stilettos without a leg thingy on the back.
Dude, that's how it is.
They're my slippers.
Man, we did that. I don't think... Did we ever have a class together? We had Legos.
We had a couple of my dude, mom's classes.
The Lego class! And no one could... Dude, I remember that class because I was gone for the last day where we raced our robots or whatever. Mm-hmm. And my team couldn't figure out how to... I wrote down what to click on and... Ow! I had to just discipline my cat.
I believe that you were the only one on your team who actually did anything, weren't you?
Other than build?
Well, I think the other two, like, did the wheelbase and that was it.
Yeah, they built and I... Yeah, because that was the day that we had the Japanese exchange student. We had that during that year.
Yep.
And he helped them build it and I programmed it.
Which is funny, it would be the other way around, but our school doesn't have the same system.
No! No! I can't believe...
No, you missed what I said. I said our school didn't promote racism, so we didn't.
Very true, yeah. Our school's pretty good at that, not promoting...
Yeah, our school's pretty neutral about everything.
Yeah, except religion. No other religions existed.
I mean, now there's like almost no religion at that school, so...
I know, right?
Dude, the moment 10th grade hit, the moment we hit 10th grade, we got all the students that couldn't be at the high school, and so they brought all their drug problems to the school, and that also included all of their sexual problems. So everyone at the school turned into pretty much a slut.
Yep. I remember that. I remember,
I was like, I have my four friends that I know aren't going to be like this, and they're going to be my friends for life. And then one of them was like, I'm going to go to California. Peace.
Yeah, I remember. He left.
Yeah. Still don't know what in the world's up with that man. Like, I know he got mad at me over Xbox, but, like, we made amends.
Yeah.
But he just doesn't talk to us. And not just me, just any of us anymore.
Anyone. Yeah. I remember that school was my first introduction to vape.
To what?
To vape.
Oh, vape? We had vape at that school?
There was a kid that vaped, and we had to go film... Did I ever tell you about the horror movie we had to make?
No.
For English? Yeah. Mrs. Fed was like, yeah, just make a movie. And we're all like, let's make one together. So we only have to make one instead of five. And she's like, you guys are smart. Go ahead and make it happen. And we made a horror movie. And I was the monster, which was just two flashlights. And, yeah, one of the kids vaped. And then I was like, oh, it makes sense. Whatever.
Yeah.
And then I just didn't... Remember that school made you care about everything. They're like, no YouTube on campus. They didn't say no Instagram.
That wasn't the school. That was Mr. Ross.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, it's because he didn't want his computers getting malware or anything like that. Notice I said YouTube. His computers, not even the schools, specifically
his. They were his.
By the way, this guy was so nerdy, he cared more about computers than he did his own daughter.
Yeah. I could see that.
Like, she was she actually told a whole bunch of people that she was afraid if she ever broke any electronics, because he cared more about them than he did any of his own kids.
No.
Yeah. I was like, wow, that's a big effing chat, boys.
Yeah.
Mind you, this was long before effing chat even existed. And oof, and everything like that.
And oof. Yeah, it was before the days of oof.
It was pretty much right as memes started becoming popular.
Yeah, mainstream. Yeah. And YouTube, for that matter.
Yeah.
It was all so fast.
Yeah, what? 10th grade? That would have been like, what? We were 14, I think,
15?
Right? 15?
No,
15, yeah. No,
on that school you were 14 because you were a grade ahead and everything.
Yeah, I was a grade ahead of... No, I was a grade ahead of everything until I went to college.
And then you realized, oh, I'll just...
No, the year that I went to college, my mom held me back, and then the year after that... Or the year I was supposed to go to college...
Mm-hmm.
No. 2 years before I was supposed to go to college. Oh, by the way, our school, 10th grade, you didn't actually go to the school anymore. You started either going to the high school, or you went to the college. A program called Running Start, or, like...
2 years of community.
Yeah.
Except it was really hard to get into the high school because your credits from our school never lined up. I remember that.
Yep. There's other states that call it differently. Basically, what it was is you took 2 years out of normal school to take 2 years worth of credits at the college.
Yeah.
That's the simplest way I could do it, and that way you could get out of your college easier. But so 2 years before 10th grade, so I would have been 8th grade, my mom decided to help hold me back. Okay. So that put me at the same grade level as all of my friends, because I was born in June, and everyone else I knew was born long after June, and so I was the only one in 9th grade at the age before everyone else.
Yeah, you're one of those kids.
Which, I mean, didn't really harm me at all, other than the fact that it actually helped me out by holding me back that 1 year, because the year after that, I was supposed to go into college, and then I was in 9th grade, and I basically took 8th grade twice. That's what happened. But I would have been in 10th grade, but then the year I was in would have been in 10th grade, I ended up having a whole bunch of medical issues and missed, like, basically an entire year's worth of school. And then went to college the next year after getting all that stuff straightened out.
I see. Yeah. Now they know that you have medical issues. So what do you do? Here's a good question. What do you do outside of gaming? Tell the people what you do.
Outside of gaming?
Yeah.
I'd say gaming is
Jesus
a good...
Jesus Christ.
As of right now, gaming is a solid, like, 95% of what I do. The year after I got out of college... No, the year I got out of college, actually, like, a week after I went to college for a degree in diesel power technology, basically becoming a diesel mechanic on either boats, tractors, or semi-trucks. I chose to go work on boats, and a week after I graduated, I worked on boats. That would have been last year. All of the way up until last year, June, so June of 2018, I worked from one shop from then all the way up to June of this year, actually. But
2019, June.
Yeah, 2019. I had been missing some days since like April-ish due to other health issues, and then in June I had to quit that job because I basically after April I hadn't attended a single day of work. Boss was super chill about it, you know. He understood the medical issues I was going through. He understands them still. He told me I am welcome back the moment I can get them under control. So that's cool. And then, so that's what I did for a year. That's what I do as a hobby. I basically work on other people's crap that they can't fix.
He's a car guy.
I am a car guy. Sucks, because I'm like one of two people I know that's actually a car guy. So.
Did I tell you I recently learned how to pop the hood and about the little lever under the hood?
No, I thought you already discovered that because... Oh, no, that's right. You sent us a video from inside your car about the...
Inside. The bubbles, and the bubbles went away. Yeah. I recently discovered how to actually fully pop the hood.
Did you... do you know at least that you're supposed to change the fluids?
I know about changing the fluids.
Yeah.
So I don't know how, but I know
she thought that you just bought the car and it was good to go until it broke. She didn't know what engine oil was. She didn't know what coolant was. She was like, why do I need that stuff? Huh?
It makes the car run. Doesn't it, Sasha?
You need these things. Sasha? Oh.
That's my kitty. Yeah, she's pestering me, so I'm pestering her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you have Forrest, went to school for it. Then you have me, who just recently, as a 20-year-old man, learned... I mean, I could Google it, but... Dude, you know what I had to do recently?
Did you have to change the tire?
I watched my dad change the tire, okay?
Get it right. You're right.
I learned how to deactivate a Prius emergency brake.
Oh.
The way that you...
Is that Aaron's car?
That's Aaron's car. So you activate it by pushing in the pedal. You deactivate it by pushing in the pedal and then letting it go.
That's a lot of Japanese cars. You push it in and it clicks, and then you push it in again further, and it...
Yeah. And then I also... she already knows this. I ran her Prius, accidentally broke the... or I didn't break it. I ran the battery dry.
Ooh.
Luckily, I had my AAA card. And then one time, her battery actually died in the in our driveway, and I had to drive my car like through the yard and like pull it up next to hers. And her being the electrician, I have watched her. I think I've watched her car 3 times now get the battery recharged and still have no idea how to do it. Like,
I mean, it is pretty shitty, an electrician. They know everything about the batteries.
Yeah. Like, she's like, I make jokes with her all the time that I'm the Navy wife. It's true. Like, she's like, I'm gonna fix the wiring in the house. And I'm like, you need to stop leaving your laundry over here. Or just let me do the laundry. Or like something like that. Like, just let me do the dishes. It's fine.
Let me do something. I'll do the chores. I'll be the... Well, I can't say that one. No, this is going on YouTube, right?
And other sites.
Yeah, I won't say it then.
Yeah, I'm the Navy wife.
Yeah.
God, you keep eating the wire, Sasha. God, just chill out. Thank you.
Squirt, squirt, squirt. With the squirt gun.
I don't have it. All right, well, I mean, that's all I had for you, Forrest.
Oh, okay then.
Do you have anything else you want to share?
Not really.
You're more talkative than Austin. This is
I'm
ran
more
for
talkative than usual.
50. This ran for 50 minutes. Austin's ran for 23.
Ooh.
Yeah, and we were playing Call of Duty.
Oh, that's why he wasn't talkative.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of when in his podcast when like he would die or I would die and he'd be 1v2ing. He's like, how about you explain this? And it's very obvious.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything, if you want to, where can people find you on Xbox or the internet?
Nowhere, really. I mean, I think they already know what my Activision ID is. I mean, if you really want to add me, it's Flawless, F-L-A-W-E-S-S. L-A-W-L-E-S-S on Xbox.
Flawless, Lawless.
Yeah. That's about it. I'm not really on social media. Don't have a YouTube or anything like that. Although, now that my health issues are kicking in, I might as well, because, I mean, why the frick not?
You actually explained crap better than I thought you would.
Well, I try.
I have preconceived notions. Yeah.
So, the other day... this was about 2 months ago. I was driving to Eastern Washington to get a transmission for a truck project that I am doing for myself. Something I've wanted to do ever since I was, like, literally 8 years old. Mm-hmm. And I'm finally, like, piecing it together and whatnot, which is sweet. I have the truck I want, I have the transmission I want, and the engine I want. I just need to put it all together. So I drove to Eastern Washington to get this transmission and brought it back and had D&D that night. And, my friend was there, and he has chronic pain from an incident that I will not say. Basically, he's fucked up his back. He has, like, scoliosis pretty bad, pretty much. He has to... every day, it's a constant pain. There's no pain. So he's constantly on weed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he took this big dab of weed, probably bigger than he ever should have, and he comes up to my car with me and goes, yo, how does an automatic transmission work?
Oh, no.
And I explained to him how it works, and I was like, so what happens is, depending on which gear you want, this transmission uses a hydraulic oil to activate a cylinder inside, which then pushes on a bunch of clutches to engage this gear and whatnot. That's why automatics shift so smoothly, is because each gear can slip as much or as little as the controller wants it to, depending on if you want quick engagement or smooth engagement. Anyways, he knew how it worked because he's been inside of multiple transmissions, so I found it really odd, and he looks at me and goes, whoa, I already knew how that worked, but my mind is blown.
Oh my god.
I was like, okay, bud.
That's beautiful.
You want to ride home? Because he was at a store with me, and he biked there. And I was like, do you want to ride home? We can throw your bicycle in my back of my car, and we can go. And he's like, no, I'll be fine in about an hour.
Oh god. Oh god.
Yeah. But that's that. That's my last crazy story.
All right. Well, guys, that was Forrest. I hope y'all enjoyed on YouTube and Anchor. I don't have an outro, so See you guys later. Goodbye.
See ya.